Welcome to Awakening Plus. It is December 21, 2020. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com. And we are doing our Jupiter-Saturn Great Conjunction meditation event. This is like really a big deal because this is one of the most powerful astrological events of the decade. And I'm just going to briefly explain the astrology super quick. I've done a very deep interpretation that I linked when I sent the notice out about this. But in a nutshell, the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction was called by the ancient astrologers the Great Conjunction. It only happens every 20 years. This one's an even bigger deal because every 200 years, there's something called a Great Mutation, where the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction moves into a new element. And it pretty much stays in that element for 200 years. This one marks the official movement from Earth to air. And that is a very powerful thing. Not only that, it's happening at 0 degrees Aquarius, 0 degrees and a few minutes of arc. And that is, of course, the first degree of Aquarius. We're moving into the age of Aquarius. That's incredibly auspicious for either starting or adding new energy to the age of Aquarius, what's going on. Of course, that started back in the 60s with the Uranus-Pluto conjunction in the 60s, as we all know what wonderful stuff happened then. So this is like a boosting of that. Not only that, it happens here on the same day as the winter solstice. That started at 5:02, or it happened rather at 5:02 a.m. Eastern. I was up early doing a little process with that as well, just on my own. So here we are on astrologically what is the first day of the year, because after the winter solstice, every day has a little more light in it, at least in the northern hemisphere. And thus, that's a beginning. We've got the 220-year cycle beginning. We've got the 200-year cycle beginning. This is the closest Jupiter-Saturn conjunction we've had for like 400 years. The first one in Aquarius in like 600 years. There's all kinds of auspiciousness around this. So I'm super excited. What we're doing here today is we're going to come together as a team and we're going to support this energy. Now, some of you may be aware, I'm going to share a screen for a sec so y'all can see what I'm doing here. Hang on a sec. So there is a global meditation being done. There's this group called globalpeacemeditation.com. Again, globalpeacemeditation.com. And they are, I mean, there's no official organization that's in charge of the age of Aquarius, but we are timing this in harmony with that. They do have a specific protocol that they're suggesting for this meditation, which I may or may not follow. My guidance is to go with whatever the guidance I'm receiving is. I just put the globalpeacemeditation.com in the chat. So if you feel strongly that you want to follow that protocol, where there's a very specific visualization they do over the course of 20 minutes, in case I'm not doing that, you are welcome to link over and follow their protocol if you want to. I'm now going to stop the sharing. So I just want to be real transparent about when I've done similar events like this, I have kind of gone with their format, but one of my big breakthroughs this year has been to be self-guided, and therefore I'm following my own inner guidance and not someone else's protocol. So that's the way I'm working this. You now have the link to that group, and there on that link I gave you, they have the specific protocol they have. And I'll remind you again at that point, if you want to do their thing, you can do that in harmony with us and it will all come out just beautifully. A technical note too, I had a Zoom limit of 100. I see we're up to 84 and climbing. I just boosted my room size to 500. So we should have plenty of space for everyone who shows up. So so that's all the initial stuff. So basically we're here to boost and energize this massive moment of acceleration into the new age. A lot of energy is coming down as of this Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. It's already in process, but this is going to be a special kind of focus point. So what I'd like you to do now is invite you to relax and close your eyes. If possible, please give this your undivided attention. This is a co-creation. I'm not the one doing this. We're doing it together. And therefore, it would really be ideal for everyone to do only this if possible. And that will give everyone the best experience. You'll have a more wonderful experience. This, by the way, applies to whether you're doing this live or on the recording in the Awakening Plus membership afterward. So I do make that request. And so now I'm going to invite you to relax and just rest in passive breath awareness. I'm going to create the sacred container and then we'll flow from there. So here we go. Pachamama Mamakia Viracocha into Kuchu. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. I call Makisla's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. By the way, all beings I'm calling are beings of love and light, service to other, only those super high vibration beings that are going to support this work. I call Amma Bhagavan. I call Jesus, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Saint Germain and the Violet Flame, Babaji, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west, Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call the following sacred mountain spirits, Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, Apu, Mount Shasta. Apu, Mount Everest. Apu, K2. Apu, Mount Kilimanjaro. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Fox, Bear. I call the higher selves of spirit song, Jeremy, Moo, West, Zachary, Deborah, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. I see that Makisla is here. I'm going to ask her to unmute if she wishes. And if she does, then Makisla, you're welcome to call in any additional allies you want to bring in. And let me unmute so I can hear you. Sorry. Makisla, you're there.
It was my bad, baby.
All good. Do you want to bring in any additional allies?
Sure. Thank you, honey. I call White Buffalo Calf Woman, Isis, the Seraphs and the High Vibration Angels, the Seraphim. I call Sekhmet. I call my Star Seeds. I call the Whale Nation and the Dolphin Nation. Calling my well-won ancestors. Calling in the elemental Stone and Crystal Nation. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Aho.
Aho. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, so the Great Conjunction happens in just about 22 minutes, and I'm going to invite everyone to come into embodied awakening. So this is the process of like maybe 10 minutes max. So the idea here is if you wish to do this with us, then I'll guide you. The idea is instead of you driving, so to speak, your personality is going to slide to the passenger seat. You're going to invite your divine to step in and drive. If at any point your ego does not like the way your divine is driving, you can slide over and take the wheel again anytime you like. The divine will step right away without any fuss, and your ego will be back in control. So I need your personality to understand there's no risk, no danger, this is reversible. We're just trying this on for size if you're not accustomed to it. The advantages of embodied awakening, first and foremost, it's going to allow us to serve better in this process. But the general benefits you enjoy with embodied awakening, there's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more responsibly and joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you know what to do through intuition, and there's a lot more bliss. And that's just for starters. So I'm going to invite everyone to, and I'm just noticing we just passed 100, so I'm glad I opened the room to a total of 500. That's great. So if you wish to experience this, then I invite you to repeat after me in just a moment. You'll be speaking to your higher self. There's a total of 8 words in the invocation. So if you would like to do this, begin repeating after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Okay, let the words go and rest in passive breath awareness. Or if you're real sensitive to energetic motion, just feel the energy. Either way, you're passive, you're just allowing, the higher self is doing it for you. So to get the best result from this invocation, I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Just relax and let it come. I feel the composite of what everyone is feeling, whether they're live or on the recording of this event, and the energy is coming in really sweet. So if you're not accustomed to this sort of thing, just know that your higher self is paying very close attention to you. It's only going to give you as much awakening as you can handle. Any physical body can only handle a certain amount of divine vibration at its current level. So your divine is going to fill you up comfortably. It's not going to overdo it. No invocation in my system ever overwhelms or gives too much. It's always just the right amount. So I invite you to relax. And I know many of you are feeling the sweet saturation. It's kind of like you're a sponge and the divine is water just soaking right in. Another thing that can be helpful when you're doing this embodied awakening invocation is if you get distracted. And for our purposes, a distraction is anything other than your point of focus, whether that's breath or just energetic awareness. If you notice that, please don't fight the distraction. Don't try to change it. Let it be just as it is with no resistance. However, this distraction is not you. It's an uninvited guest. Therefore, you don't have to give it any further attention. So you relax back into your breath very gently, very persistently. And if the distraction keeps on going in the background, that is no problem. You just let it do its thing and you do your thing, which is just passive awareness of breath or energetic sensation. And you may have your attention full with all that, but if you've got room for a little bit more, if you wish, you can experience the minimum effort needed to do this. The minimum effort state is optimal. So if you want to add this nuance, then for a moment, please just drop to 0 effort and just be for a moment. There is no focus, you're just allowing. Okay, now remaining at 0 effort, notice if there's breath or energetic awareness happening all by itself. If there is, 0 effort's all you need. Just hang out there. If you have lost the awareness of what your focus was, then you want to begin adding very tiny bits of effort, a little at a time. And you keep adding them in until you just barely start to notice the sensation or the breath. And then you relax into that absolute point of minimum effort that gets the job done. Effort beyond that level actually is counterproductive. It slows things down. So you want to be at the minimum effort level that allows you to be aware of either breath or energy awareness, whichever you're choosing. Again, if you're naturally feeling the energy anyway, energetic awareness is best. If you are not feeling that, then rest in breath. Either one is perfectly fine. Wow, y'all are good. So many of us are now in embodied awakening. And if you're there and you know you're there, just relax and hold that. Just be. That will help everyone else get there more easily. It's like a tide that lifts all the boats. The way you can verify that you have attained embodied awakening is if four things are all true at the same time, those being no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. So again, if all that's true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you're there. Nothing more to do except be. So if you attain the embodied awakening, just relax and enjoy it. There's nothing you have to do except be in the state. And a bunch of us are there for sure. So y'all just hang out. And by the way, this is in the recording held beyond time and space. So if you're doing this on a recording afterward, you're just as much a participant as if you were live. So we all magically come together in this place beyond time and space and work together. Okay, we're doing really well overall, but there are a few individuals who are using a little more effort than is needed. So let's calibrate. Let's all drop to zero effort for just a moment. Just go to zero, please. Good. And if zero is all you need to be in your embodied awakening or notice your point of awareness, stay there. And if not, once again, add teensy tiny bits of effort, barely enough to have the awareness either of breath or of energetic sensation in the body. You can go back and forth a little bit, a little more, a little less, until you find that perfect sweet spot. Yeah, if you're sensitive, you can feel how the quality of our overall field has improved. That's great. By the way, we have already created this beautiful blended space. Well done. And automatically, there is kind of two things going on at the same time. There's our individual human bodies sitting wherever we are meditating. And there's this collective field. Again, there's currently 107 people on the live call. There's many more doing this recording at various times, and we're all just naturally merged together as a working being of consciousness. Well done. Okay, now I'm a big fan of letting the divine run things. So we have about 13 minutes remaining until the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. So speaking on behalf of us all, we offer ourselves in service to this great event. Divine allies, please make use of us in whatever way will best support this impending moment, this impending conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn. And we relax now. We, each human, becomes passive and just allows. And divine, in whatever way we can help, let that help automatically occur. And of course, that means all of us humans just relax and let the energy move itself. I'm now noticing the energy is definitely picking up steam and it's vibrating faster. So again, if you're not familiar with the style of work we do here in Awakening Plus, your job is just to relax and allow, oh boy, my body's starting to vibrate now. That means they're moving some heavy energy through. So some of you may be noticing that we're now being used to transmute heavy energy. And you will not get more put through you than you can do. So again, your optimal strategy is to relax. Please do not do anything from your own willpower. Your divine is now playing you like an instrument. All these beautiful beings are making use of you because you've volunteered by showing up here. And just let them move stuff through you. Just let it, oh yeah, the vibration's already rising after that little clearing. Some of the heavy energy they're giving us is being processed by the blended collective field in the inner world. Some of it may be going through our individual human bodies. The divine is masterful at coordinating all this. Again, there's nothing we humans have to do except relax and be available. for whatever spontaneously happens. If at any point during this process you need to leave the field, something comes up or whatever, just ask the divine to ease you out of the blended field. They will do so. This is true whether you're live or on the recording, same protocol. And they will ease you out. And then if you need to go do something else, you can go do that. Again, the request is please do not multitask. Please, if you are doing this, please do only this. And if there is something else you must do, then please ask them to remove you from the field. We want to keep a really clean field here. Basically, the protocol, act as if you're right here in the room with me and behave as if that was true. So the field is sweetening, the energy is getting really nice. So again, if you're not accustomed to this work, the biggest challenge some people have when they first do it is the realization that for us, being is doing. If you're accustomed to doing things that are all about visualizing and willpower, this is not that kind of work. We're just relaxing and letting the divine do its thing. And there are certain things, as they've repeatedly told us on prior calls, there's certain alchemy that the divine beings can only do through human bodies. And we are collectively making ourselves available for this process. So relax. There may be periods of silence now. I am definitely present with you whether I'm talking or not. So just relax, allow, and let yourself have whatever experience you're having for the next 9 minutes or so until the Great Conjunction happens. If they're processing heavy energy through your body, you may feel energy coming in and flushing out your hands and your feet. You may be clearing some of your own individual heavy energy. Now they'll do whatever is needed for each person. And Makisla, you, of course, are welcome to speak if you are so called during our process. Oh, it's getting so sweet. My body's really lighting up with divine energy. So you may be noticing you're getting more and more luminous, brighter and brighter. The divine is shining us up to really help out with this process. So relax, allow your body to get more and more bright. And what's actually happening is the light body is just getting more and more luminous, and it's sort of in and surrounding your physical body. So it's as if your physical body is getting brighter, but it's really the light body. Wow, they're telling me that some of us might actually be glowing, like visibly glowing. If that's true for you, then glow for it. Yeah, I'm feeling a very happy, uplifting energy right now. They're getting us a sense of what this new Aquarian age is going to feel like. So just let that feeling of happiness and well-being and upliftment just saturate your field. If at any point you're having an experience other than what I'm describing, just go with what's happening for you. Do not use effort to match what I'm describing, please. Just let it be what it is. Sorry about that noise. My computer shouldn't make any more noise after that. Yeah, just see if your whole physical body doesn't feel more like energy now. Many of us are holding dual awareness now, part of you aware of your human self, part of you aware of the sweet blended field. And oh, yeah, they just opened us to the whole collective field of all the beings who are involved in this. And wow. So if you're sensitive enough, you now may feel like you're a field of consciousness completely surrounding planet Earth, and you are her consciousness. There are just a vast number of beings in this field right now. Not just humans either. There's tons of beings from other dimensions, other galaxies, other timelines. We're part of a very, very large field of beings who are holding space here. And the divine is saying they are appreciating every single one of us who are here. And they're also reassuring those who are hearing this as a recording afterward that you are contributing just as beautifully. So you're not too late. This works beyond time and space. Now you may be noticing there's a interesting field of energy saturating your body. Slightly shimmery effect in my experience. Yeah. So just let them work with you. The things they do are inherently beyond what a human can understand. It's above our pay grade, so to speak. We can notice sensations happening, but a full comprehension of what they're doing is simply not available to a human brain. So I've learned not to worry about it and just let go and let them work. And they always do beautiful and wonderful things. Yeah, I'm getting a sense of Jupiter and Saturn about to align. Again, it's about 3 minutes away. I feel a certain excitement building, a certain rising sense of joy. Yeah, I can feel their energy emerging quite powerfully already. And I'm feeling that that light current already coming through. It's on its way in. So this is coming from source into our galaxy. And from there, it will make its way to, so again, first it comes into the universe, and then beams go to each galaxy, including ours. From there, the beam goes out to every solar system. So there's going to be, already there's a ray of light coming in and hitting our sun. From there, it radiates out to all the planets, including ours. And of course, from there, once it hits Earth, it goes into every being on the planet itself. It just saturates everything. So, I mean, technically, we're still a couple of minutes away from the Great Conjunction, but I'm already feeling these rays coming in. And what it just described is, roughly speaking, the visualization that the Global Meditation site recommends. And it's already happening. I'll also note a They showed the Great Conjunction happening at 1:22 p.m. U.S. Eastern Time. My astrology software calculates it at 1:20 p.m. plus 30 seconds. So a tiny discrepancy on that, but hey, close enough. We're already seeing that the energy is already here before the technical time of conjunction, which is about 1 minute away. And 30 seconds away, I'm actually running a stopwatch. So continue relaxing. I know there's a certain excitement and thrill here, but just relax. They're reiterating once again, our job is to be, to relax, allow the energy to move through us. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Conjunction! Woohoo! All right, so now just relax. Their guidance is more of the same. Just, whoa, I did feel the shift there. Wow. So if you're sensitive, you may have felt a very noticeable shift that was very quick. So there's this, the energy of the Jupiter-Saturn conjunction. Just relax. And what I'm being guided to do is remain in passive allowance. Again, if you are attached to doing the protocol of the other folks, I put that in the chat. And you can click over and read their description and follow that for the next 20 minutes if you wish. No harm in that if you're called to do it. My own guidance is just to relax and let them work with us. So if you're following my verbal guidance, then just relax and allow. Allies, we come in service of the new Aquarian age. Please make whatever use of us serves highest good of all, including us. We open ourselves, we relax, we allow. Please just put the energy through us and give us whatever experiences will serve the highest good of this great global awakening we come to serve. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mm-hmm. So what I'm experiencing is a new frequency is saturating my entire physical body. And of course, the light bodies as well. But this is the new frequency. And they're saying it's not the same for everybody. It's being customized for each of us because, again, each of us has a different capacity of consciousness in this moment. So each one of us, and in fact, they're showing me every being on Earth right now, every human, at least, the other beings don't have such an issue, but we humans are the ones who kind of need the upgrade right now. Each human is now receiving a frequency exactly tuned to that person's highest good, including each of us in this process. So we're doing double duty here. We are holding space for everyone else, and simultaneously, we are receiving our own upgrade. And again, my recommendation is to be completely relaxed, allow your being is your optimal doing. Your human ego simply could never manage this process as well as the divine is already doing it. I also don't know how long this is going to last. It's not up to me. Again, if you need at some point in this process to exit, then just ask them to ease you from the field. But I'll certainly let you know when I sense that the process has reached its completion point for this meditation. Mm-hmm. I'm belching quite a bit. That shows me heavy energy is being processed through me. If your body at any point wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you feel the need to cry or vocalize or whatever, it's all good. Allow the body to express in whatever ways it needs to express. And each of us will have our own unique way of being in this process. What they are really requesting and recommending is just passive allowing. They're saying you really will get the most benefit and be of the greatest service if you're a part of this call right here, but just relax and allow. Yeah, just feel how your body is right now. Do you feel that noticeably enhanced energy, that sweeter, subtler, higher vibration that is you now? So it's still mainly an upgrade process for most of us. We're still being kind of tuned up to the frequency. So just allow that. This sometimes involves the release of heavy energies so the new frequency can come in. So you may be having some healing happening of various kinds as part of this process. If so, just allow that. Again, your passive allowance will allow whatever the heavy stuff is to clear or transmute. So again, just let them take care of it. They're really good at this. I'll remind you again, every being we're working with is a being of love and light, high vibration, and benevolent intent. We're in very safe hands right now. And I just had a shift where I'm now feeling very much more like a being of energy than a being of flesh. You might be having a similar experience. Just allow that. If that's true, your body is still there. But because you're now more divinely conscious, you perceive things more as energy. We're still part of that full blended field with the entire Earth and all the other light workers who are working, and all the humans and other beings who are being vibrationally raised. And it's all just running itself so beautifully. Yeah, I can feel a field of light just getting brighter around the entire planet. They're asking me to tell you, even if you're not aware of a lot happening, you're not super sensitive to the process, your presence in this field is really helpful to them. Every human body they're able to work with to do their alchemy for this Aquarian Age awakening is very helpful to them. So even if you're sitting here not feeling much going on, they're assuring you that you are really valuable to this process. And whatever level of awareness you have is perfect for this moment. feeling sorrow come up. There's tears starting in my eyes. So if you're feeling, I think they're putting some collective sorrow through our collective field, just let that come through you. Be willing to feel it without reservation. That will give it the quickest pass through. Well, that passed through pretty quick. Now there's a raise in vibration. And that's how I perceive this all to work. Every time we are willing to engage in a bit of shadow work, a healing process, and we let that heavy stuff go, then that takes away some of the darkness blocking our human awareness from our divine awareness. So every piece of shadow work, every bit of healing well done, deepens your awakening. You might be able to feel that light getting sweeter and sweeter. Yeah. And they're asking me to tell you now that many of us are already living in the Aquarian Age and have been. Those of us who've been walking in embodied awakening and living in this sort of this magical reality where our own unique personal life is marked more by harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Those of us have already been spearheading the Aquarian Age. And each of us right now is being brought to that vibration to the greatest extent that serves highest good. They're really putting an emphasis on this. You serve the Aquarian Age by getting there yourself as soon as possible. You serve the great awakening of humanity by awakening yourself. You cannot share what you do not possess. The more awake you are, the easier you can help awaken the planet in this type of service. So if there's any thoughts arising within you, I'm not worthy, I'm not good enough, I haven't done it well until now, anything like that, do not believe those thoughts. Let them yammer in the background, but put your attention on this energy. Relax, allow the divine to flush away any limiting thoughts or any challenging emotions, anything that's arising right now that is trying to stop you from blossoming into the most beautiful, magnificent, awakened being you can possibly be in this moment. Please just allow that. This is your service right now. Your service to the Great Awakening right now is to allow your own deepest, most beautiful awakening in this moment. Please relax and allow these beautiful divine beings to awaken you as deeply and magnificently as possible. Just let them do it. Please just relax, allow. I'm feeling a little bit of effort in the field. If you are in any way trying to make this awakening happen, I invite you to relax down to zero effort and just be. Again, the way we work is allowing the divine to do it for us. And I invite you to try that. Just drop all effort, all willpower, all visualizing. Just go completely passive now and just be. And let them help you. Let these beautiful awakened beings help you wake up more deeply. And if you awaken to a certain level, you'll suddenly experience, I am the planet. I am the Aquarian Age. I am the new consciousness. I embody this now. each of us is being offered this to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Comparison is pointless. Just be, let them make you the most awakened being you can be right now. You can always wake up some more later. Just let them take you as fully awake as serves highest good. I promise they're not going to overwhelm you. It's going to be exactly the right amount. Just let them blossom you. Yeah, beautiful. So now each person is receiving fine tuning. I'm sensing we're nearing the end of this process, but we have a few more minutes to go, but we're on the downslope. So my sense is we've been brought now to the maximum awakening. There may be exceptions, but this is true for most of us. And now, here's the integration. So do you feel now the energy of this beautiful new state compressing into the physical body? You may have felt like a big old ball of light, and now that ball is compressing and, you know, squeezing all that consciousness into your human body. They want you to walk around in this all the time. The Aquarian Age is not about meditating once in a while and having an awakening experience then. The Aquarian Age is about I'm awake 24/7. I'm always merged as my divine. I am so one with my divinity. I cannot tell the difference. There is simply no distinction anymore between my human self and my divine self. We are a fully blended consciousness. My experience is that the ego is not destroyed, it is housebroken. The ego realizes, wow, I'm so much better off relaxing and allowing this beautiful merging. I win all the way across the board with this. There is no downside. So just relax as they integrate this energy deeply into your physical body, into the cells, into the DNA, into the every aspect of your beingness is being saturated with this beautiful new Aquarian vibration. Even if you were already there, they're taken to the next level. There's always a next level. Just relax, allow, and let them complete this deep, profound integration of new consciousness into your being. And now, as part of the integration, if you wish, they're inviting you to open your physical eyes and take all the time you need to open them. And then the invitation is to look around the space you're in and just, you know, be present in the physical space. And now ask yourself, Am I in just as sweet a state of consciousness sitting here with my eyes open as I was with my eyes closed? And then as a little check, you can then close your eyes for a moment and feel what that feels like. And then open them again and see what that feels like. And as for me, there's no difference. I feel exactly the same either way. So for another minute or so, the invitation is to sit with your eyes open. And you're not looking at anything in your space, or just sort of a loose gaze, just general awareness of the space around you. But with your eyes open, put your attention on the divine consciousness that is now saturating your being. So again, just a moment of awareness of I'm fully experiencing my awakened state, saturating every cell in my body. And my eyes are open and I'm at the same time, aware of the physical space around me. And that it'll all be happening at the same time. Beautiful. Okay, that feels pretty good. So would love to now open the floor to any feedback. So wait a minute, let me make sure we're doing this well. Okay, so I'm going to close the Mesa, which will be the formal ending of our energetic process. However, what they're saying is this process never ends. This is the new Aquarian energy. And even though I'm going to formally close my little Mesa, the sacred space you are in now, it never has to stop. And after I close, I'm going to point you toward a resource for free that will show you, if you want to use my simple little invocation system to maintain and deepen this state, I want to give that resource to you. But first, I want to be mindful. There's a lot of people on this call and not everyone may have the ability to stay very long. So I want to arrange this so we're respecting everybody's time. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocha Inti Kwi Ella, so grateful to you. Thanks for supporting us so beautifully in this meditation for the great conjunction of Jupiter and Saturn, the massive amping up of the Aquarian Age energy. So beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. Allies, as we close, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this work, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Makisla and I request that you stay with us always, to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate and to whom? One, two, three. Okay, that is the formal closing of the energetic container. However, if you now need to go, the technical meditation is closed. However, we're going to stay on for a while and the recording is going to continue, which will go into the Awakening Plus archive. And I'm going to allow anyone to unmute themselves. And anyone who would like to share, all you have to do is unmute yourself and speak. And actually, I've had to pee for about 10 minutes, so I'm going to step out real quick and do that. And however, you all can go ahead and chat for a moment. I'll be back in about 1 minute. And Makisla, if you want to kind of facilitate,
feel free.
I'll be right back.
I just want to say that was super awesome. And thank you all so much. I feel speechless. But that was amazing.
Wonderful. I was talking and I forgot I had my speaker on, so you probably didn't hear a thing that I just said, but you could see my mouth jibber jabbering, so that's funny. Oh, thank you for sharing, Patricia. I just wanted to just wish everyone a happy everything today. And I was muted earlier and couldn't participate with what I was sensing and feeling during the call, but it was just gorgeous. And I think that many of us that have been doing this work have been already integrating a lot of this energy, but of course, the alignment of Jupiter and Saturn gives us a whole new set of energies to work with. So wonderful. Thank you. Hi, baby.
Yeah, hi. Let me jump in real quick. There is a resource. If you already have a way that you are able to walk between the worlds, be the marriage of heaven and earth, and be in your embodied awakening anyway, I mean, you got some of the works, go with it. But it may be helpful to some people. There's a resource I have on my site, astroshaman.com. It is a 6-part free invocation masterclass. And I'll type in the chat here. Let's see, astroshaman.com. So what you'll do is once you get there, I'll share screen again and show you briefly for those of you who are on the visuals. Hang on, let me get my site up here. So if you go to astroshaman.com, wherever you may be, there's a menu bar at the top, and the last word is invocations. And if you click that word invocations at the very top right of the AstroShaman site or wherever you see it, that will take you to this page. It'll say free invocation masterclass. It'll tell you a little about it. And then at the bottom, there's a little entry form. You put in your name and your email and you'll get an email. I just fixed this yesterday. It wasn't working properly, but it is now. It will send you an email and give you the link. And then there's a 6-part course that allows you, let me get the screen sharing off. Sorry. There's a 6-part course that will teach you the invocation for embodied awakening, the invocation for self-healing, and then how to integrate it into your daily life real clean and easy. So rather than me going on about that here, if you're interested, go check that out. It's me on video or audio or full transcription giving you all this information. And that's probably the best way to get the info rather than me belaboring it here. So we still have most of the people on the call. So if anyone has a question or comment, Maria.
Hello. It was beautiful as always, but very powerful today. And when the part with the sorrow came, it was very interesting because right before you mentioned the sorrow, like I had like hot anger coming up, and then it just all of a sudden like switched to sorrow, and then tears were coming for me, and then all of a sudden I felt incredibly seen. It was like my pain was being witnessed by, you know, the allies and the legions of light, as I like to call them. And and then like they told me, or I heard, you know, we see your pain, we've seen what you've lost, and we're preparing incredible blessings for you that will reveal to you why you had to go through this pain and this loss. So it was like, and then it did kick up an incredible notch for me in terms of like the ecstasy and the love. So it was really, really great. So thank you. And thank you guys too.
Thank you, Marla.
That's beautiful.
Thanks for buoying us up with your beautiful consciousness. All right. Anyone else? And again, feel free to just unmute yourself and talk if you wish. If you're on the phone, it's *6 to unmute. If you're on the web thing, you should see a little microphone with a slash through it that will let you do that. And while we're waiting for someone to speak, I'll see if I can catch up on the chat window. Let me see if I can scroll this in a way that makes sense. Hang on. There we go. So someone was typing, felt my eyes fluttering like crazy, so powerful. Tammy typed, that was an amazing process. Kelly says, I just feel ready. Dammy says, may everyone merge with their divinity with ease. Jessica typed, beautiful. Everyone, thank you. One plus 85G, said, thank you so much to both of you for holding the space for us. Infinite love and light to you both. Leah typed, the century-long air cycle will be so sweet and healing, except it's actually a 200-year air cycle, so twice as long. Stephanie, yes, amazing and beautiful energy. Many thanks to all. Tanya typed, thank you, everyone. I had to go be in nature and sit between three ancient pine trees outside of my door during the moment of conjunction. I was able to take this amazing pulsating energy with me and felt so very connected, grateful, and hopeful. Blessings to all. Kay typed, so very grateful to you both for doing this. It was powerful and a great blessing. I felt the new energy in my eyes. They were tingling and moving subtly, and I was so ready for that moment when you said to open your eyes. That's sweet. And there's other general thank yous and privilege to share and all that. Michelle typed, in a blissful state, so grateful for you and everyone. Yes, our trees are emitting incredible vibrations. Patricia's floating here in bliss. Someone else is just floating. Yeah. Downloads from the nine. Thank you so much. Amazing. Michelle typed, Christmas is here. Yeah. So just that's pretty much a catch up on the chat window. But again, we're open. There's no particular length of time. If no one has further sharing, we can wrap it up pretty quickly. Or if someone would like to unmute and share. Amanda's tingling all over. Yeah, we got some unmutes. Carmen, would you like to speak?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you're good.
So, hey, Carmen. Hi, Makisala. So I tend to be visual and have things on my mind screen, but usually when I do these, I don't see anything. But today, before the shift, I mean, during this process, but before the shift, I sort of saw like trees covered with snow, and the sun was rising, and there was like little sparkling things kind of like on the trees, sparkles coming through. And then it shifted to a crystal, gateway sort of. Mm. And I love that, but I couldn't stay with it. It just disappeared. But there were all these really crystals, and it was kind of like I was trying to reach the end of the, you know, go walk through it and get to the end, but I couldn't get there. Then it disappeared. But it was really pretty amazing, actually.
Beautiful. Well done.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks. It looks like someone else was unmuted and then they muted again. So whoever had their mic open and then muted again, well, feel free to come back if you wish and unmute.
Hi, it's Wendy.
Wendy.
I just want to say thank you very much for holding this today. I did have a question regarding the difference between mental chatter and the visions that one may be seeing.
Okay.
What would be a good cue as to which is which?
Mental chatter versus spontaneous arising visions?
Visions, yes, or scenarios playing out visually.
Okay, what I would say is it really doesn't matter. They're kind of in the same category as far as working with invocations in the style I was guiding us. The idea here is when we're in a process like this and the divine is doing stuff, what I like to do is just be present. Again, if I'm aware of the energetics that are happening, I just rest in somatic awareness of the feeling. And just be with that. And there may be thoughts here and there. There may be images arising. And I pretty much just don't focus on them. I just stay one with the feeling state. And that's where I put my attention. 15 years of ayahuasca ceremonies have taught me that's an optimal strategy to experience whatever the divine has for me. I guess the reason I give that recommendation is to encourage absolute passivity. If you're following a train of thought that is effortful, if you are focusing on a visual that's effortful. So the reason I give that general guidance is just to encourage you as much as possible just to be and allow. And my experience anyway is that is the optimal strategy to receive the greatest benefit from work like this. Is that a helpful answer to your question?
Yes, that makes sense to feel into it and allow it to happen and not resist it or plan it out, the ending, I guess, exactly, of where I'm going. So yes, thank you.
Yeah, and again, that's just the way I'm guided to share. There are other beautiful paths that do involve egoic effort and all that kind of stuff. And those paths are beautiful too, and they have their own beautiful things to offer as well. I can only offer the path that I'm being guided to offer. You know, I just surrender and kind of, once this starts, I'm not running it. I'm just reporting what's happening. I hope that's a helpful answer anyway. Anyone else care to share? So it looks like we've had a little bit of chat window action. I'll share what was shared there. Oh, did someone want to speak?
Yeah. Hi, Alicia here. I just want to, I mean, it was so incredible. Thank you so much. And it was so powerful and so beautiful. And thank you to everybody that is here, because it was just such a very moving union. Mm-hmm. And the surrender was, for me, it was a full body surrender. I couldn't move. And yet I felt visceral energy shifts, which were, and very curiously, it was in time with what you were saying. So thank you for that illumination as it was happening. And I, so deep gratitude. May I ask what now and what next after having just experienced that today, and what might we expect? Will it be sleeping deeply this evening and the next few days just to kind of carry that, or it's done? Okay,
let me see what the allies have to say about that. They're saying each person will have a unique experience following this. What they're saying is, if you feel heavy, or if you feel like it's really been a lot and you need some downtime, then that would be a time to relax, sleep, chill, drink a lot of water, take a nice hot bath, just a real relaxed integrative experience. Mm-hmm. So if you're feeling kind of like you're still processing a lot, then that would be an optimal strategy. But some people may feel, I'm just all perky and good to go. And those people might want to just jump up and do whatever they're doing. So depends on how you're feeling. They want me to share that this came to me, but I wasn't called to share it during the actual meditation. The way the Aquarian age works is you're self-guided. When we get to full Aquarian age, there won't even be governments, because each person will be guided by their own intuition, and all that will be seamlessly and perfectly orchestrated by the divine intelligence, where each person simply following the inner guidance will seamlessly put everyone where they need to be at the right time. Okay, so it's technically anarchy, but it's divine anarchy. Anarchy only positive. So I'll invite anyone right now who's listening to consider that as their approach right now, rather than having Benjamin tell you what to do now that the meditation's over. Just relax and feel your own inner guidance and see, where am I being guided to do or be, or just see if your own inner guidance is willing to tell you what's next. I had a big breakthrough this year where, after decades of following other teachers, I finally broke through to my own self-guidance. And I can't tell you how awesome it is to know that I have all the guidance I need inside me now. Not to say I won't continue to gather wisdom from other teachers. I certainly will. But fundamentally, I'm online. And the Aquarian age is about everybody getting online with their own inner guidance to be self-guided beings and not followers. So, and again, the reason I offer Awakening Plus is not, I certainly don't want to be anyone's guru, God no. I want to get you all hooked up to your own inner guidance and get you where you don't need me anymore. So that's kind of where I'm coming from.
Thank you very much.
I hope that's helpful.
Thank you.
All right, anyone else with a question or comment or anything? Lauren.
I have one, yes. Thank you. That was amazing. It's the first time I've joined your practice, so that was very good. Thanks. Yeah, so just a quick comment, kind of energetically, based on some of the things other people are saying, or just cued by that. Definitely had a lot of like tingling and a lot of energy moving through. And then at the end though, it was kind of exhausting. Mm. So I don't know, I guess probably because so much was done and there was like a lot of beautiful energy happening, but then I did feel like a sort of sense of fatigue at the end. I don't know how typical that is. Just curious to get your thoughts.
It's going to be different for everybody. What they're telling me about you is you're one of those people who should probably, if you can, take some downtime, drink a lot of water, chill, nap, you know, just whatever is most soothing and self-nurturing for you would be good to do until you feel your energy rekindle. Saying you might consider what I do a lot, which is take a 22-minute power nap. There's actually been a lot of study done. If you can take a nap that lasts between 10 and 20 minutes, that's actually the perfect length of time. Any less or any more, you can be groggy or not sufficiently rested, but that magic window, 10 to 20 minutes of sleep and then being reawakened, is like enough to just kind of get you charged again. So right. You know, take a little restorative short nap that way. I've been doing that now for months, and that frequency is just the perfect amount of time. So, but whatever you feel, just, you know, ask within yourself, how could I best, you know, release and recharge from this? They're telling me, okay, you tend to process other people's heavy energy, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
So you took on quite a bit. They put quite a bit through you. So you need to relax. In fact, let me share another little tidbit with the awakening. I'm sorry, the invocation path of love. You can actually call in whatever energy you want. Mm. So let's say there was, you know, you're feeling a little draggy, but you actually have to get up and do something. You could actually call, you could say maximum vitality. That serves highest good, please, and relax, and they'll actually fill you up with physical vitality and you'll be good to go. So they literally have every flavor of energy on tap all the time. And if you use the template maximum, fill in the blank that serves highest good, please, and call whatever flavor of energy you want, and you just become passive, they will saturate you with as much of that energy as you can hold, and you can kind of charge up with whatever flavor of energy you want.
Right.
So if you need to get some energy going, that could be helpful. I hope that's all helpful.
It is. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, any other live folks? So if you'd like to share, please unmute. Catherine.
Hello, I'm Catherine. I joined a little bit late in your session. I came from the astrology session that you shared yesterday. And I just want to say that in the moment I entered my new house this afternoon, I'm going to move in here. It feels like physically something is really behind, and physically it feels like something's coming up, and I'm very aware. And it's the first time I get to know your name and hear your voice. So it has been an amazing meeting, and I feel very vulnerable, and I feel very grateful to be with all of you in this moment now.
Thank you for joining us. We're so grateful that you came. Yeah, feel free to join us anytime. Do you feel okay? Do you need energetic support right now?
No, I'm fine. Very grateful, but it feels like a very holy and magic moment. And seeing that everything sort of clicks together. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Mm. Thank you so much for being part of this. We're so grateful. Mm. Thank you. Anybody else? Please just unmute yourself if you'd like to share. And Flora just typed, such empowered vulnerability. Sweet. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll catch up on the chat window stuff. But if anyone wants to speak and I don't see you, just start talking and I'll shut up. Let's see, because more people share in the chat than verbalize. Hang on, let me get back to where we were. Oh. So Cheryl typed, incredible, thank you, felt so much electrical energy throughout the body, floating as well, beautiful to experience with all of you. Amanda says she's tingling all over. Nathan types, I felt like I had an amazing massage during the meditation. It felt like a playful game with opening and closing my eyes. It was like making shadow puppets with energy. Some general thank you. I think it's Anne possibly typed, thank you, very grateful. I have released lots of pain, sweating and burping, but afterwards feeling very blissful. Yeah, The divine will get that stuff out in whatever way is most efficacious. Ellen gave all kinds of blessings there. Katrina, let's see, is this Katrina? They don't show the whole names here. So K-A-T-R-I something, incredible, thank you. I opened my eyes to my sweet three-year-old boy cuddling my legs and looking at me with big bright eyes, lots of love. Oh, would someone like to speak? Okay, I'll keep talking. Oh, wait, I hear something.
Yes.
So Eva, hi.
Hey, Benjamin, I just wanted to jump in and say, without your program these last few years, I don't know what I would have done, but my sister came in and she was doing the program with me and she went to sleep before, you know, Charlene. And she Eva, said that I was, and I have missed some of the live calls because my husband didn't. Am I breaking up, Benjamin?
We couldn't hear the thing you said right before that. What was your sister's experience again?
Well, she went to sleep, but she said that I was vibrating, that she felt my energy vibrating. And she said, how can you do that? I said, I don't do that. I said, it's for everybody. It's nothing. I said, we're all able. It's just you do it every day. Right. You meditate every day. You invoke your allies to help you with whatever task that you feel so overwhelmed that day. I use your invocations for everything. I mean, it's like I have this monumental laundry to get done. I sure need some support today. I mean, it sounds so mundane, but it works for me.
Beautiful.
You know, so yeah, so it was amazing. But I do have these experiences where my fingers want to do weird things and I want to make these weird noises that it's just, this is something new that's happened in the last month or two.
So what happened?
It's almost like it's like I'm wanting to communicate and I don't know how to get the words out.
So are you allowing yourself to make the sounds and gestures?
Yeah, I let it come through me. I'm learning to just give into it.
Yeah, they're wanting you to be, I mean, if you're like out in a public place, maybe think twice about doing weird shit, but if you're by yourself, then just, they're saying, just do it. They are definitely, they're saying in India, for example, they have a great science of mudra and specific hand positions and such have different energetic effects. And of course, dancers know that specific gestures tend to move energy in certain ways. And I know many people, including Makisla, who do like light language, and another sound healer who makes very bizarre sounds as part of her work. So, you know, it gets pretty strange by normal people's standards. But all I know is if you are being inspired to do it through intuition and it's not causing harm, then go for it.
Okay, because thank you, because I was wondering about that.
No, just let it go. Do it. Yeah.
Thank you so much. And bless you, Makisla. I hope to hear your sounding bow. I ordered one of those for Christmas. Hopefully, Ho-Ho brings it. Bless you guys.
Thank you, Eva. So glad you're here.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. That was beautiful. I want to thank you for that, for guiding us through that. I don't even know how to really phrase my question here. My mom is in a medical state that's pretty precarious, and I'm feeling kind of called to help offer support and healing in any way I can, but I'm not very clear on the best way to do that. Are you getting any guidance?
Yeah. So I noticed as soon as you came on, the energy really shifted in the field. So I'm going to invite everyone who is hearing this right now to send energy. In fact, we're going to demonstrate how this works because you yourself need some help right now because you're also supporting your mother. So let me teach everyone how to be a conduit of healing energy. It is so simple. In fact, I'm going to lower my hands because this doesn't involve a physical gesture. So anyone is willing, just repeat after me right now. Spirit that I am, please flow the energy through me to serve the highest good of this caller. Because I don't know your name, I just know that you're on the phone. So everyone relax, and this works beyond time and space. Even if you're on the recording, this works. So you now become passive. And if you're sensitive, you'll feel there is energy coming in and flowing out the front of your body to this person. So may I ask your name?
I'm Sherry.
So we're flowing to Sherry. Sherry, are you feeling something happening in you right now?
Yeah, I do. I feel a lot of energy.
Okay. So
mostly in my heart.
Good. So your job is to relax and allow, just passively receive. Yeah. Feel how all that vibrating intense energy is starting to flush out and harmonize. So yeah. So allow the group field to help you. And let's all now ask that this energy also flow to her mother, who is in a precarious health situation, for highest good. So both these beautiful women receiving highest good energy from the collective field. Yeah. Yeah, I can feel it going through to your mother as well. So are you feeling better now?
I am. I'm feeling more calm.
Right. So let me explain the technique we're using that anyone can do anytime. The idea here is when you offer yourself as a conduit for highest good energy to anyone or anything or any groups of things or people, then the higher self of you and whatever else you're flowing to immediately are communicating. And in real time, whatever energy is going to serve that being's highest good flows through you. And you, the personality, don't have to have a clue about it. It just comes through and is constantly modulating and refining itself as the process continues. And then when the healing is complete, the sender will notice that the energy just kind of trickles off and stops. So you, I'm sorry, I forgot your name again. Could you tell me one more time?
Sherry.
Sherry, thank you. I'm sorry. So you, for example, could just say, spirit that I am, flow the energy through me to my mother's highest good and relax, and it'll come in your crown, out the front of your body, and whatever your mom most needs will flow to her. And that's the basic idea. Anyone can do this with no training beyond what I just taught you. Because you, the human, are not sending. You are, and also this does not deplete you personally because it's not your personal energy being sent. You are the pipeline. It is the divine flow that's coming through you. And usually after a flow like this, you feel actually energized because whenever you flow highest good to another being, you receive highest good energy yourself. Sacred reciprocity occurs instantly. And your highest good is served at the same time as you're flowing for the other person's highest good. It's so magical.
Nice.
So that may be a way you can easily help your mother. You don't already have an energy healing tool that's helpful to her.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
My pleasure. Did you want to share anything else?
Not right now, but thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for joining us. We're really grateful you were here.
My pleasure.
Yeah. And I'm going to encourage everyone right now, just feel, if you participated in that flow, feel yourself. I feel I just went up a grade. I just like, whoa, I'm more conscious, more bright, more shiny. Because I was part of the flow to her, I was rewarded with a little bit of what I most needed myself. So that's a beautiful, cool thing to do. May, did you want to share something?
Yeah, babe. That was just a beautiful meditation. I wanted to say thank you to everyone who is still there and who was participating. My sister Connie is here, yeah. And Connie is someone who would fit seamlessly in with what we're doing here. She is just precious to me, and her daughter is on the Big Island, and they just received a notification from the authorities on the Big Island that Pele is rumbling.
Whoa.
Yes. And so Connie was asked Flo to go outside and get grounded, but she can't. All the residents are being told that they're supposed to stay inside. Is that right?
The earthquakes have calmed down a little bit, but the eruptions are still happening.
Okay.
So Kilauea is actively erupting right now.
Wow.
So we all want to send love to Pele, the spirit of the islands.
Yeah.
And, you know, hope that there can be harmony between the islands and the the earth vibration and the all of the beings living on the islands, where there's harmony, these things calm down pretty quickly.
True.
And so just praying for some harmony for them and sending love.
Mm-hmm.
So can we do that? Can we just hold space for the islands, for Pele, and of course, all the beings that live on them?
Yeah.
And
yes, so my way of doing that would be to simply ask for the highest good outcome of whatever's happening without specifying anything in particular. So if that feels good.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. So everyone who's on the call who's willing to be, so we're going into new stuff here. So this is Aquarian Age in action, guys. We get to see. So anyone who wishes, just we request that we act now as the conduits for highest good energy for Pele and the Hawaiian Islands and everyone and everything involved in the volcanic activity there. May this energy flow for the highest good to be served in that situation. Wow, that's a strong field. So notice, even though we declared no intention beyond highest good, a powerful field has been generated. And it's feeling very intense. So we just relax, allow. So my experience is no longer that I'm a conduit, I am the field. Mm-hmm. And when you start getting good at this, you simply become the energy you're flowing to and you merge with it. And the highest good is accomplished by the merging of the fields. So if you feel like you're just merged with the whole thing, that's just par for the course. So just allow and be. Once again, this is a being, not a doing. Yeah, there's a lot of intense energy there on the island, isn't there? So, yeah. So again, we humans really don't know what exactly is needed. So we just act as conduits and the divine does, and our willing presence helps to accomplish whatever outcome is best served for the highest good. It's also a good demonstration of how location is irrelevant. You know, intention can place energy anywhere, anytime. You can even flow energy into the past and future. So that field's being held real steady right now. Just continue relaxing and being part of the field, releasing it. Oh, there it goes. Now it's dropping and heavy energy drop. Yeah, now all that heavy energy is going down into the earth. There, just went down. Y'all feel that?
Yeah, I did.
That feels like a resolution. How do y'all feel?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so collectively we just help whatever was going on over there for its highest good. But that was about that heavy energy just all of a sudden it just dropped. Wow, that was amazing. We're good.
Thank you.
It looks like Babs is unmuted. Babs, would you like to say something?
Oh, yeah. So I'm late, but I actually had a really good moment in traffic because I was like, you know, my phone had died. And I really, 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 really wanted to see this, you know, because it just feels really special. Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know, like the energies past few days been crazy for me, but I'm new to this. Like, I don't know anything about channeling energy. I don't know anything about Reiki healing. I don't know anything about that, you know, like from studying on my own. But I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna get mad. I'm just gonna feel as if we're all together and just be happy. You know, because it's all about change, and you know, it's all about change together. And I felt really good. Not, you know, I'm sorry I'm late, but I feel the energy. It's crazy.
Well, we feel here, yeah. So I know you recently signed up for Awakening Plus, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so do that Invocation Masterclass. That will show you these super simple techniques for how you can really work with the energy really efficiently to awaken and heal and do all that. So those can be super easy foundational tools that'll help you.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to check it out. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for being here. Your energy is sweet. Thanks. Anybody else? It just feels so good. Wow. Having done that little bit of work with Paley, it's like, wow, I'm just feeling so blissful after that. That's amazing. Nathan, would you like to share something?
I have a question that I hope is not too idiosyncratic or technical, but I keep wondering about it. I have this synchronicity lately with Rasputin, and I don't know why. I don't know if I have a reason to think about him.
Okay.
But I was wondering if there's a certain type of love that I can offer to him that he can accept, and maybe that's why there's this connection. And according to Ra, he's fourth density negative.
Mm-hmm.
And that rings true, but the word negative seems misleading. I do think there's a certain type of love that I can offer him that he can receive, might be more difficult for him to receive from others. And I think in doing that, I am loved myself.
Right. Well, I've got,
so I don't know if I have.
No, I got an answer if you're open to hearing it. like what we just did, just flow energy to Rasputin for highest good, and just relax and let it come through and let the divine, you know, dictate everything else about it. What they're telling me is that he is a service to self being. In the law of one material, they discriminate between the path of service to self and service to other. What we're doing here is obviously service to other. But they're saying in flowing to Rasputin, who is an embodiment of service to self, I believe you are on the path of service to other. Is that correct, Nathan?
I think so.
In other words, you want to serve everyone else and not just yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, I am sometimes aware of like a profound selfishness in myself, but I also feel like a profound love.
Right.
So I do feel both. Like,
yes. So what they're telling me is Rasputin sort of would symbolize your own self-centered impulses. And in flowing highest energy to him and offering him like love and forgiveness, even though he's a potent embodiment of the dark path, you are healing the darkness within yourself. So flowing highest energy to him will also help heal whatever darkness there is in yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah. It's loving my own selfishness as opposed to shaming or trying to disown something integrative.
It's part of you. And if it's there, it's there. And if you hold it for highest good and love and light, then if you are fundamentally on the path of service to others, then that will be transmuted or released or whatever needs to happen with it. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that's helpful.
Yeah.
Rasputin's a lucky guy. Getting your energy. And that's also, obviously, Rasputin is long dead. But again, energy flows beyond time and space. Anyone else care to share before we wrap up?
Thank you, Benjamin. That was amazing.
Oh, thanks, Constance.
Thank you.
Did you have anything beyond that you wanted to share?
Well, it's just interesting. Like right before we were going to get into it, my mother called me, and she never calls me.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, what an important timing. But I had to tell my mother, I'll call you back in a little while. And I've never had to say that either. So it was kind of an interesting timing.
Yeah. So if you had trouble setting boundaries, you had to set a boundary.
Very interesting, but thank you so much. And I joined last night, so I'm one too.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for being an Awakening Plus. Very grateful.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I'm feeling that we're needing to wrap up soon, but I want to let Leah speak. She's unmuted as our last speaker.
Yes, thank you. I really appreciated the meditation. The about 6 years ago, I had a calling to do something that I felt was very important. And I did everything in the secular world to bring that about. But then after 6 years, really, I didn't feel any progression. So with this change with the Saturn Jupiter, even coming into it, I felt that the time may be for this change to take place, to make it more fertile ground for my vision. So I would just appreciate whatever thoughts you have, and also the energy of the group to help in furthering that, because it's not only important to me, I feel it's important for the world as well.
Okay. So as I speak to Leah, I encourage the entire group to hold space for Leah, just highest good energy to her for the highest good outcome of her project. So anyone who's willing to do that, let's do that in the background while I speak. So of course, I'm also an astrologer, and timing's super important. You know, you can try to do something, but if you try to do it before like the transits line up that really energize the thing you're doing, it can be hard going. But once you get the timing right and the right planets, they're stimulating the natal point that relates to what you're doing, then all of a sudden it can catch fire. So I've had the same experience with Awakening Plus. You know, I've had it going for over a year, and just in the last couple of weeks, literally, it's finally taken off like I wanted to. And it took a year of really working it hard. But again, I also noticed there was a planetary alignment in my chart that was like super powerful around the time it really took off. So the timing is important. And even if you don't look at your astrology, you know, intuition is super important. I work with so many clients who, you know, are very intuitive, and I do their reading for them, and they say, yeah, I'd already felt all that, but I really appreciate the confirmation. So the reason I share that story is because if you're getting the intuitive, yes, it is time, then yes, it is time. It doesn't matter if it failed before. If your intuition is saying green light now, then go now. I'm a big fan of pursuing your passion, which you're excited about, with full strength as much as you can. And that momentum, even if it ultimately takes you to something else, is still moving you forward. Also, I'll share, you don't have to have all the details worked out. It's enough to know just whatever the next step is, just take that next step. And then the divine may at that point reveal the next step to you. And a person can actually completely fulfill their life purpose in a lifetime, never knowing anything more than the next step. If they're just going with the flow, doing the next thing, and then just in time guidance can come. Some people get to get a longer range vision. Some just get the momentary, this next. And it'll all still get you there. Is that a helpful answer, Leah?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, good luck on your project.
Thank you. Thank you to everyone.
Everyone. So this has been so juicy. I'm so delighted that we've still got 42 people on the live call hanging out, but I'm also getting the signal that it is time to wrap up. So my apologies if anyone didn't get a chance to ask. If you'd like to email me, just astroshamanbenjamin@gmail.com, or reply to any email you may have gotten from me. I'll happily address any questions you have. I'll mention too, if you're not a member of Awakening Plus, you can go to awakeningplus.com, and there's a full information page, and there's a little offer at the bottom, says you can do a 30 days for $1 and have a full-on membership for that 30 days. And then if the end of it, you decide you want to hang around for like $19 a month, or even $9 a month if you're short on cash, you know, those are all options for, you know, diving into the full juice of what the membership offers. Obviously, there's lots of free calls like this one as well, but there's a lot of stuff that is just for the members. So you can learn about all that on the info page. If anyone's called to work with me directly, everything I do is at astroshaman.com. I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and all kinds of stuff. So check that out if you're interested. It has been such a privilege to facilitate this along with Makisala. Makisala, thank you for jumping in and helping. Thanks each and every one of you. This was absolutely a full co-creation. Every single one of us helped make this happen. And so grateful that everyone chose to show up and be part of this magical event. May, are there any last words you wanted to say? You're muted, or your mouth is moving, but there's no sound coming.
I had the speaker in again. Holy. Thank you, everybody, for making this such a beautiful day. And just happy equinox, solstice, and great awakening, and age of Aquarius, and everything. Happy everything to everybody. Happy. Much love to everyone.
So we're going to wrap it up. Thanks everyone for being a part of this. This was so magical. So grateful to be able to serve, and many blessings to everyone on everything you do. Happy Aquarian age. Bye for now.